Blessed be the one and true living God. Amen. So today I want to talk about blind Bartimaeus, and it reminded me of a story from many years ago. When I first moved to Austin, I was not going to seminary. I was a personal trainer. And as such, my wife and I had this amazing little tiny apartment that was perched on the top of the hill outside of Austin at 2222 and 360. So if you know that area, it's Lake. There's a lake right there. We're looking down the Cedar Preserve, and I thought, I do not make enough money to have this great of a place. But I did nonetheless at the time. And so our little second-story apartment looked over the Cedar Preserve, and the stretch of grass was mowed out in front of it. So predictably, lots of deer were there, and they liked to come out and graze on the open grass. Well, if a person were to walk out on the porch, most of the deer, I guess they were a particularly skittish bunch, would run away into the cedar. But there was this one mama and her baby, and I would walk out there, and they'd look at me like, hey, what's up? How you doing? I'm just going to be over here eating off the bird feeder off the ground, so you just go, you just don't mind your pretty little head. That's kind of the feeling I got from the deer. So this deer would come almost every day with boldness. She would eat at the bottom of these bird feeders because the birds would come, scatter the seed, and she would be competing with the squirrels, and she was much bigger than the squirrels, so they always ran away in her presence. I think of her, I remember her because she was strong, she got bigger, her kid got bigger, and I think in big portion because of her boldness. You know, biologically, naturally, she should have run from me because I might have a gun or want to hurt her, but she looked at me like, you mind your business and I'll mind my business and I'll be eating over here. And I always looked forward to her coming out with her little baby to feed pretty regularly, at least once or twice a day sometimes, because the person next to me, she was constantly filling up the feeder, and so there was a spray of seed all the way around. When we come to the scripture today, we've got this man named Bartimaeus, and he is blind. And what is great about this story is I want to make a couple of notes to you guys. So he is a blind beggar, and he cries out, and he's the only person to cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Nobody else called him the Son of David. So something about this story tells us that Bartimaeus has his finger on the pulse of Jesus in ways that other people don't. Not even the disciples call him the Son of David. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. So first of all, Bartimaeus starts shouting out. He hears about him. He says, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the disciples go, hush your mouth. How dare you talk to our Lord that way? And so what does he do? He doesn't just go, oh, I'm so sorry. He shouts all the louder, right? So instead of being chastened, he goes, you are not shutting me down. I've got this. I know I want to see Jesus, and I want him to heal me. So then in verse 49, Jesus stopped and said, call him. So this is pretty cool too. The people who shut down Bartimaeus was the ones that Jesus used to call him to himself. Jesus didn't go to Bartimaeus. He said to the disciples, who just a second before had been shutting the guy down, say, oh, now you need to welcome him. You need to invite him into my presence. And that's a wonderful turn of station. Now, another thing, too, that I think is really helpful, especially for the whole Gospel of Mark, is that inside and outside are a big deal for him. It's a big deal for Jesus, but particularly for Mark, who's on the inside and who's on the outside. You see, the disciples had been on the outside for a long time. They were working class. They were not part of the religious establishment. But all of a sudden, they've got this rabbi named Jesus who is welcoming them in, and they found themselves on the wrong side of a religious authority time and time again. Do y'all follow what I'm saying? So the temple priests are in charge. Now here's this roving band of disciples and Jesus, and they are on the outside. Now, Bartimaeus comes along, and you'd think they would have learned their lesson about who's in and who's out and how to be hospitable, but what they do is they proceed to act just exactly like the temple authorities had acted towards them. In the same way they had been rejected, they rejected Bartimaeus. In the same way that they've been excluded, they thought, well, the best way to go about this is now that we have our religious authority and we've got Jesus, nobody else should have access to him, especially not those loud, annoying, blind people who go around messing up our lives. So for Mark, who is in and who is out is a pressing question. And I think it's a pressing question for us. Because so often we live our lives out of our hurts, or ouchies, if you will. In the ways that you have been hurt, you often, unless you are healed by the Lord, you proceed to give those ouchies to other people. If you are rejected, you practice rejection unless you are healed. If you've been abused, you practice abuse unless you are healed. So what I want to invite you to think about today is, where in your lives are you blind? Where in your lives are you blind to the pain that has been inflicted upon you, and through no fault of your own, you just blindly go inflicting pain on other people? What you need is the Son of David to have mercy on you, for the Lord to heal you, for the Lord to open your eyes to the ways that he wants to bless you and to heal you. So if this week, if you're in your prayer time, if you're thinking, oh man, I can't believe when so-and-so said that to me and I feel so rejected, let's say, this is a central time, this is a crucial time to open up your heart to the Lord and say, the way I've been hurt, may you heal me so I don't inflict that pain on other people. And if we can do that, we're going to then not worry about who's on the in and who's on the out, who has hurt our feelings and who has been kind to us, who has been nice to us and who has been mean to us. What we'll do is what the Lord wants us to do, and that is to welcome all people into his presence. Because the same way he heals us, we can actually bring others to be healed by him. And if we can do that, the world will be better. We won't see the same distinctions that we have between others. So the rich and the poor and the religious and the a-religious will all be coming to Jesus for him to heal us, because that's what the Son of David wants to do in our lives. Amen.